It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to the Friday edition of Fresh Oil. It's been a great week this week. We've been doing a verse-by-verse study on the book of James, and today we wind it up with the end of chapter 5. I'm going to begin today with verse 13. James says, "Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise." Have you ever found yourself in trouble, friend? I can even remember as a child, not only did I get into trouble, I even had a game that was called Trouble. It seems like trouble is everywhere we look for the child of God. If there's one thing the devil wants to do, it's to bring trouble into the life of the child of God. But James writes here, "Is any one of you in trouble?" And then he tells us what to do about it. He should pray. You know, prayer is a powerful thing, my friend. If you're in trouble today, you need to pray. He says, "Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise." I love when I see people happy and they're just singing. The other day I was working out in the pool and someone had headphones on and they're just singing. I don't know if they realized we could all hear them, but everyone was looking and kind of chuckling because this person was just singing. And then I thought about what I had been reading in the book of James. If you're happy, you need to sing. And then James tells us, "Is anyone sick?" And then he tells us what to do. He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. So the first thing James tells us here is if we are in trouble, whether that's sickness or financial or whatever it be, we need to pray. And then secondly, he's telling us, if you're sick, you need to call the elders of the church and have them pray and anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord. And look what he says in verse 15. "And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven." I remember my early days of pastoring in my mid-20s. I used to feel so stressed when I had to pray for sick people because I felt it was my responsibility to make them well. And then I read here in the book of James that it's the Lord who raises them up. It's not me. It's not my responsibility to heal you. It's my responsibility to pray for you. And then when we pray in faith, God does heal. Oh, neighbor, I could tell you stories for hours of the miracles I've seen God do over the last 40 years. People that the doctors had given up all hope for them, and God healed their bodies through faith. It says the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has sinned, he will be forgiven. There was a little boy who prayed, and he said, "Lord, take care of my daddy and my mommy and my sister and my brother and my doggy, and Lord, take care of me." And then he said this. He said, "Oh, Lord, please take care of yourself, God, because if anything happens to you, we're all going to be in a big mess." Don't you feel that's kind of the way it is today, friend? That apart from the grace of God, we're all in trouble. We need his help. If there's ever been a time we needed God, it's right now. Peter told us in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 12, he said, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange is happening to you." You see, friend, so many times when a sickness or a trial comes our way, we go like, "How could this possibly be happening to me?" But you know what? We don't ever know what the future holds. We know who holds the future. Whatever you're facing today, God wants you to turn to him, because as we have faith in him, he is able to deliver us from all fiery trials. When James tells us the prayer of faith will make the sick person well, you might say, "Keith, what is the prayer of faith? Is that a special prayer that I have to pray?" No, it's an attitude that you have to pray with. You have to pray believing that God will do what he said he will do. You see, in Psalm 34 and verse 19, it's one of my favorite verses. It says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him out of them all." You know, even in the Old Covenant, healing was called the children's bread. I believe God desires to heal his people. Now, not everyone is healed, and I wish I had the answers, but I don't. But I can tell you this, friend, healing is the children's bread, and God does desire to heal his children. James said, if you're sick, you need to call the elders of the church, have them pray over you, and anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. So James said, if you're in trouble, then you need to pray. If you're happy, then you need to sing. And finally, if you're in sickness, then you need to call the elders of the church and to have them pray. In verse 16, James says this, "Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed." Now, be very careful with this. I don't believe James is talking about going into a confession booth and telling every sin you've ever committed to someone. I believe he's telling here when you've sinned against your brother, you need to confess that sin to him. You need to go and say, hey, I sinned against you, my friend. I did wrong against you. And then we need to pray for each other so that we will be healed. This is a process of restoration. This is the way God wants our relationships to function so that we don't let things build up. And when we hurt our brother or our sister in Christ, we go to them and confess that sin. And we pray with each other so that we will be healed. And then James says a powerful statement. I love this. He says, the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. I believe the King James Version says, the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It's powerful. It's effective. I don't know about you, but when I have a need in my life, there are certain people who I know will pray for me, and I share with them, and I covet their prayers because I know the prayer of a righteous man or woman is powerful and it's effective. It works. Now in verse 17, James is going to give us an example of someone who prayed and saw results. He says, Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crop. Boy, what an example to give us, friend. He goes back to the Old Testament and tells us about the prophet Elijah. And you can remember when Elijah was facing King Ahab, and Ahab was a wicked king. The nation of Israel had departed from God. And Elijah said, it's not going to rain until I give the okay. And I'm sure the king must have thought, who are you? You think you control the heavens? And you know what? All of a sudden, when it became very dry, that king must have remembered that prophet had something. He said it wasn't going to rain, and guess what? It's not raining. And then when it came time, Elijah said, Lord, open up the heavens. He prayed for it to rain. And guess what? God sent his servant to look, and he said, well, I see a cloud the size of a man's hand. It's not very big. And Elijah goes down to the king and said, oh, king, you better hitch up your chariots, get back to the palace, because I hear an abundance of rain. See, Elijah had faith. He didn't just pray. He prayed the prayer of faith. He believed that what he was praying was going to happen. And the Bible said, again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. Now, if you remember back to the first chapter of this book of James, in verse 6, he said, but when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. So what is the prayer of faith? The prayer of faith is when we pray and we ask God for something, and we believe with all of our heart that God is going to do what he said he will do. Friend, always search the scriptures and find God's word and what God says about something, And then you have confidence when you approach God on the what's called the throne of grace, and you ask him and you remind him, this is what your word declares. So today we come to him and we say, Lord, I need healing in my body. And then we present that request to the Lord. And let me remind you something, friend. Sometimes it takes time. Last year, it took me over a year for my prayer to be answered, a prayer of healing. But finally, a supernatural miracle happened, and God healed my body. And not a single day goes by that I don't give God thanks for my health. Because if there's one thing that's even better than healing, it's divine health. It's where you walk in divine health and you recognize that God healed you. Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed that it wouldn't rain, and it did not rain. And then he prayed again for rain, and God opened the heavens, and he poured out an abundance of rain. I believe the Bible tells us God delights in blessing his children. I believe, as I said earlier, healing is the children's bread. And today, if you're struggling in your body with sickness and disease, I just want you to know that God desires to bless you. Just pray and believe him, and then just stand firm, knowing that God will do what he said he's going to do. Now, in verse 19, James winds up this chapter, or this, not just this chapter, but the whole book. He says, my brothers, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring him back, remember this, whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way will save him from death and cover over a multitude of sins. James is talking here about restoration. You know, we're living in a day where a number of very well-known ministers have fallen in sin. And they have stumbled and left their prominent place in ministry. You know, my heart breaks for this because God does not delight in seeing people fail and seeing people take a stumble and a fall. But I do believe God is a God of restoration. God tells us here, whenever someone wanders from the truth, we need to reach out to them and we need to bring them back. My friend Reba Rambo wrote a song called Wounded Soldier, and I want to close out the program today with the lyrics from that song. It says, see all the wounded, hear all their desperate cries for help, pleading for shelter and for peace. Our comrades are suffering. Come, let us meet them at their need. Don't let a wounded soldier die. So many times I've heard it said that only Christians kill their wounded. All other armies rush out with a stretcher to bring them back and to safely restore the wounded soldier. Come, let us pour the oil. Come, let us bind the hurt. Let's cover them with a blanket of his love. Come, let us break the bread. Come, let us give them rest. Let's minister healing to them. Don't let another wounded soldier die. What a great song by Reba Rambo. My friend, I appreciate you listening to Fresh Oil today. I want you to know that God loves you with an everlasting love. And if you're struggling today, and maybe it is your body, you've been sick in your body, I want you to know something. God loves you, and he's as close as the air we breathe. Reach out to him today in faith. Call upon him and say, Lord, I need your healing touch. And I believe with all of my heart, friend, God will touch you. And he'll meet you right at your need. If you're happy, sing to the Lord today. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Choose to be glad in the Lord today. I so appreciate you listening each weekday here in the same station for Fresh Oil. And I ask you to go by the website. It's really easy. WeNeedGod.com. And send me an email. Let me know the radio station that you're listening to or the city that you are listening in. And I'd just love to hear from you. Friend, remember, God loves you with an everlasting love.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at WeNeedGod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.